This is a demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Demo of an Assist. This demonstration was given in 1959 during the first Melbourne Advanced Clinical Course. This is ProTR Series Tape Number 2, copyright 1959 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United Kingdom, copyright 1978 by L. Ron Hubbard in the United States of America. All rights reserved. Unauthorized duplication, translation, transcription, importation, and distribution is a violation of applicable laws. This tape is 50 minutes long, reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Now, this is no more and no less than a demonstration of an assist. An A-meter phenomena is, squeeze the cans, would you? That's right. Squeeze them again. All right. Squeeze them again. Hey, what's this? Squeeze them again. Wow. All right. Squeeze them again. That's right. Squeeze them again. Oh, I'll just set it on 2. I know that's... Now, the technology of E-meters hasn't shifted materially in spite of the fact we're now building them out of transistors and they work. The old Wheatstone Bridge had all kinds of funny lags and wasn't sensitive enough, but particularly didn't read pre-clears all the way from the bottom to the top. That was the main difficulty with the thing. You could get PCs off the top. Well, this meter should, when you get it just about 6 or above, read a dead piece of wood. In other words, you could put a dead piece of wood between the electrodes, and you could get a read on it. In recent times, I've been doing quite a bit of work with this. As a matter of fact, the newspapers in England have been running front page on the fact that with this instrument, I found out that plants have exactly the same emotional thinkingness reaction as human beings. And it's fantastic. And I was just fooling around with it one day, and decided I'd put it on a plant. Bang! Plant gives a death reaction, gives the rising needle of anxiety, gets a fall if you disturb it. It's fantastic. Tomato plants, chrysanthemums, sweet corn, these various things. So this meter really does go from all the way at the bottom to the top. Plants, by the way, read about 5 on the meter, something like that. Now I'm trying to grow some plants that'll read 2 and 3 on the meter. Very funny thing. I undertook this research to establish some very pertinent facts about human beings. You can do things to plants you can't do for human beings, like cut off an arm or something like that. The less life potential, this didn't get into the book, but the less life potential, maybe you'd better make that a survival potential if you're writing it down. The less survival potential of the individual, the higher the tone arm will read. Got that? The less survival potential of the individual, the higher that tone arm reads. So if you've got a PC reading up here around 5, 6, 5.5, 6, man, you've got somebody who's so close to being in a coffin, but you would do better auditing him in one. The funny part of it is that what kills him is withheld information, which is to say individuation from the human race. He's individuated himself out until he's dead, practically. And the more individuated they are, the less survival potential they have, the higher the tone arm reads, the less they will tell you, the more capable they are of crimes against the society. All of those things go together. Well, this isn't a lecture on an E-meter, but I'm holding one here, so I thought I'd give you a little gin on the thing, and all we're going to run is an assist. Now, we're not going to start this assist out with anything very fancy. Now, normally, if we were starting a session, why, we'd clear the needle down practically to clear one way or the other before we started on a process. This is something new. This is something brand new. You bring the fellow to life before you audit him. Now, our PC in this particular case was complaining of a difficulty, a physical difficulty. And no wonder the PC in this particular case has been carrying the HCO load of the Congress and all the attendant randomity that goes on with Ron appearing on the scene and having to take care of things far away and getting the strategy plotted and so forth. So they'd be a remarkable body that didn't start going, developing something on this line. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, an assist can occur, usually, because the PC is interested in his or her own case, as I talked about in the Congress. So actually, the more interested the PC is in own case, the less doodle-daddles and monkey business you put on the beginning of the session. You hear me?
Yes.
Now, don't you let me catch some graduate from this particular course spending a half an hour trying to get somebody in session while he's chattering on at a mad rate about his case. Understand, those two things are total violations, one or the other. Well, what goal do we have for this session? Do you have any present time problems? Have you had any ARC breaks lately? Well, let's see now. How long do you think we should audit in the session? So, and the next thing you know, the PC is saying, oh, to hell with it. You see, the PC is already interested in known case, so the PC's in session. Now, all of these doodle-daddles at the beginning of a session are to put the PC in session, you understand? And you come along and find the PC in session and then put doodle-daddles on it, you're just going to blow them out of session. You got that? So very often you'll find me starting a session something like this. Oh, how are you, Miss Jones? That's right, sit down, take the cans, and I'll squeeze them, then I know the meter's operating. Not that I care how to set it or not. I know the meter is operating when the PC does something, and I haven't got a disconnection of the battery isn't flat or something like that. You get the idea. Take a hold of the cans there and so forth. Well, that's fine. It's all right with you. We start this session? Okay, start. Now, we're going to run a little process here, so and so and so and so. And here is the first command. You'll say, well, where'd the command clear go? Where'd the PT problem go? Where'd all these things go? Well, they went where they were supposed to go. The PC was already in session. What were we doing starting a session? You just said, well, it's all right if you start this session. Okay, start. That's fine. Here's the first command. Bang. Got the idea? I'm sure there's not one of you here that hasn't blown a PC out of session with doodle-daddles. You call them rudiments. Well, you'll forgive me with all of that nonsense at the beginning of this. All I want to do here is hand you an assist. Is that all right? Okay, we start this session? Okay, start. Now, in view of the fact that we know everything there is to know about you, and know you aren't withholding anything particularly, you have no dread secrets and so forth that we don't... that we don't know about already. We'll just go off here in high gear if it's all right with you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it's very rough running one of these things. I actually do hope you get some good out of the session, okay? Now, what body part would you say is affected at this time?
Throat.
You'd say the throat was affected at this time.
Yep.
Okay. You wouldn't call it anything else, just the throat. Well, you might call it something else, the meter says.
Yeah.
What might else you call it?
The back of the throat.
Or you'd specify it as a part of the throat, mm-hmm. but then the throat would do for that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of it as the neck.
No.
Wouldn't think of it as the neck. Just the throat.
Larynx.
You think it maybe is the larynx?
Yeah.
Or the throat? Throat. Think about your throat. Think about throat. Now, I've already driven you off of the thing because you were already ready for the first command, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you get a rising needle when you flubbed. A rising needle is nothing more nor less than a criticism of you, the auditor. You flubbed, you see? Now, I went on, yap, 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 wouldn't you call it something else, you see? And her needle starts rising after a while. She gets tired of all this nonsense. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
That's right. All right. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Now, as far as goal is concerned, you want this thing cleared up as an immediate little patch-up job, or would you just like to go for broke on this thing? Which?
Patch-up job.
You just want a patch-up job.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're going to run a command here. And if this doesn't at once do the job, we'll do something else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First command is going to be, and this is not the first command, from where could you communicate to a throat? That all right, first command? All right, here's the first command. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a hypodermic.
Very good. Thank you. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a mask.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From an operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
An operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a black mask.
From a black mask.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Jar of ice cream.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a nurse.
Very good. By the way, when did you have this tonsillectomy? 1945. 45, 46. Which is it? 45? 46. 46. What month? 46.
June.
June? Okay. Earlier than June? Later than June? May? Must have been right about the 1st of June.
Mm.
Is that right?
Mm.
Yeah. All right. What time of the day? That's it.
11 o'clock.
That's my girl. Okay. Very, very good. Now, what was that time and date again?
1st of June, 11 o'clock, 1946.
Right. And what is the date now?
November the 9th, 1959.
Very good. Very good. Fine. Now, you'll pardon my little interruption there. I just got interested. Okay. Here's the next command. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From outside a hospital.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Under a trolley.
Very good. Under a trolley.
From under a trolley.
Hey, cheers. From under a trolley. You'll excuse me for getting interested in your case. But did you ever get run over by a trolley in the last life? This life? Life before last? This life? Yeah, when were you run over by a trolley in this life?
Just a sort of trolley, not a trolley bus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what kind of a trolley?
A sort of thing on wheels.
Yeah?
Hmm?
From underneath one?
Yes.
All right, okay. Excuse me for getting interested in your case. Okay. Now, from where... Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Does ARC break you in any way?
Sometimes.
Have I ARC broken you here? You got an ARC break with me?
No.
You sure? You're just being polite because of them?
No.
No? All right. Was that the first time you noticed them?
No.
All right. It's okay if we continue with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
In a bottle of appendixes. From a bottle of appendix.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a pair of scissors.
Hmm?
From a pair of scissor-like things.
Aha! From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the end of a knife-like thing.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
Operating room.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a chute.
Very good. What kind of a chute?
Just a chute. It goes downwards.
Laundry chute? Child's chute?
It's a chute. Child's chute.
Child's chute. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From outside my head.
Where?
From outside my head.
Oh, good. All right. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a tower.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a bedroom.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a ward.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a snowfield.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a toboggan.
Very good. How's your throat?
It's much better.
Is it better?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean it's easing off?
That's right.
You mean there's some workability to all this? It's working? Did you skip answering one of those questions?
Oh, I didn't answer immediately. I thought of something.
Oh, you thought of something and held it back?
Yeah.
And so on. So we got that straight though now, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right, okay. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a pole.
From a pole? Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a sheet.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a pillow.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a tray.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a fork.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From the end of a paintbrush.
Very good. Now, how's your throat?
It's better.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Is it all gone?
No.
Well, what's not all gone about it?
Just a bit there.
Mm-hmm. Does that still your throat?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Here's the next command. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a hospital bed.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a thermometer.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a skeleton.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From some bones.
Very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a frigidaire.
All right. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a knife.
All right. Good. Good. From where could you communicate to a throat? Very good. How are you doing?
What?
You've got a facsimile coming back and then going away and then coming back again, haven't you?
Yes.
Is it that same tonsillectomy?
Yes.
Now, I want you to look at that facsimile. Just take a look at it, not to describe its various parts to me. But tell me, is there anything odd about this facsimile that maybe it looks like it should have occurred in this lifetime, but it didn't?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There was something wrong with a hang fire on that thing, wasn't there? Were you sitting there thinking it was one that occurred in this lifetime?
I wasn't sure.
You wasn't sure?
I thought maybe, and then something past life would come up, and then...
You got it straight now?
Yes, fairly.
Fairly. Mm. You want any further identification on it?
No.
You're all right, huh? Okay, good. I didn't mean to interrupt you there particularly, but it got kind of obvious that you must have had a couple of them swapped. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next question. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From a sharp sword.
All right, very good. From where could you communicate to a throat?
From